Toke Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Toke Talk After Dark. I'm one of your hosts, Mountain Man.
And the Wizard. What's up, people?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Super excited to have you here. I got a really cool topic for you guys. I hope you are going to be extremely excited about. Right now, our number one in the downloads is what again? What was it again?
The Day God Blinks.
The Day God Blinked. So, super excited because today we are going to be picking that creepypasta apart. We're going to talk about some background stories. We're going to talk about some of the information behind it, like how it came to be, like its origin story. I believe we're going to kind of talk a little bit about some theories that we had been discussing behind the whole entire thing. So super excited. I think we're just going to jump right into it. What do you say, Wiz?
This is good shit. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. Walt, you want to talk about the first joint? So we rolled a fuck ton of joints. Sorry. Wiz rolled a fuck ton of joints earlier. Super excited about that as well.
I think we are smoking on, what is a space cake?
Kush cake.
Kush cake.
Kush Hell cake. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Kush cake. It's really good. I like it. Strong high in the beginning. It's really good. But no, so we're going to get right into what we are talking about, the creepypasta. So right now, it's A Day God Blinks. This is our number one, like Mountain said, is our number one downloaded creepypasta right now, which is amazing. It's one of my favorite to listen, and it was one of my favorite to do, because I really enjoy the character that I play in it. But big time for it is basically we want to talk about the brief overview of why. Oh, before we even start, I'm sorry, I need to give the shout out to the actual person who wrote it.
Of course.
Charmingly Swellow. Over there on Reddit, No Sleep. So make sure you go over there and read or listen to his or her stuff. He has like a whole bunch of stuff. You get over there?
Yeah, I was just fixing the headphones. Sorry.
I know, I keep going in and out. But no, if you go over there and check out some of his, their stuff. Sorry, reaching for the joint. Yeah, just go over there, like I said, for the third time. Go over there, like his shit. So, basically, we're going to talk about the quick overview on why this said individual actually wrote the story in general. It's basically a real big Reddit rabbit hole. We'll just, I'll do like an overview on basically the, I guess, what was behind the story.
Yeah.
When I did my research today, there wasn't a lot.
That's weird because I feel like when this story first hit and we had first read, like we're talking like the first time we had read it, we had done a little bit of research into it, and I felt like there was a lot of different things in the new, like, depths of the news articles and on Reddit about it. But now it's like, even I did a Google search earlier and I couldn't even turn up much. You know what I mean? Like, there's really not a lot.
It's not
on it.
There's really not, and it's scary.
It's kind of eerie, almost. Like how? Yeah. Like everybody always says, when you put things on the internet, be careful what you put on the internet because it might never go away. You know, so it's wild.
Yeah, it's nuts, but it's basically. I hope all you guys go there and actually listen to it. But basically, there was like, how would you explain it? Like a blip in the system.
Yeah.
Like
a pause in time.
Yeah. There's like a pause where, like, not just like on Earth, but like the universe.
Yeah.
Like the universe, literally, cliche. Well, blunk from, out of,
well, no, we blunk out of existence.
Yes.
From the universe.
Yes, from the universe
for like what was it, 37 minutes and some change?
I think it was 27 minutes and 53 seconds,
something
think.
Like that.
it was like we like ceased to be in
like almost like someone hit a reset button on it.
Yeah, basically. So when you dive deeper into the story and you you actually get the character development on who these two guys are speaking and stuff like that, they actually start speaking on a lot of theories, because they're thinking about like how the blink was possible. So there's a lot of theories in there, and there's actually one particular there's like three main topics of discussion.
I feel like one big one is definitely the message coming in, like how we sent that interstellar message out into space.
Yeah, and we actually got
a response. I feel like I had seen something about that in the news at one point. Did I not? Did you? I don't remember.
We probably have. We probably have, but the message was creepy. But when they start speaking on how the blink happened, they started speaking. We'll start off in theory one, religion. Mm-hmm. There was in the story, there was a lot about religion on God's wrath. Yeah. Given prime examples, the Tower of Babel. Yeah. They touch paste upon Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Talked about that. So, in your opinion, if it was religious based, would you take that as like God's warning?
I mean, with everything that we're doing in science, I mean, there's so many times in the Bible that it says not to try and obtain God's powers and stuff like that, like the power to give life and stuff. In that way, from nothing. And I don't know, I feel like maybe some of these super deep dives into clones and all that kind of genetic stuff, if that stuff is out there, man, I feel like it'd probably be a problem. You know what I'm talking about? You know
probably
what I mean?
Be a problem. Like,
if I was this dude floating around in a cloud and I said, hey, don't create those things, and they just started creating them, I mean, I would probably try something, I guess. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you. I totally get you. But do you think that we have occurred a blink before? Uh-huh. But obviously, if you read the story, you'll never know that it happened.
Now, I think.
But do you think something like that has happened before?
Oh, yeah. But I think it's something that we just don't understand in time and space, because there's this new theory that we're kind of just like flying through the vacuum, like the planets and everything.
77,000
yeah.
miles per minute or yep. some shit like that. Some crazy ass estimate.
Crazy speeds through the vacuum of space. And that's what apparently creates the vacuum, if you will. Which I don't quite understand how that works, but I kind of sort of get it. I don't know, man. It's maybe we like flew through some kind of like time warp bubble, but then there's like the idea of like maybe we are a bubble or we're within a bubble. I don't know, man. Like, there's just so much shit coming into science now that's like borderline science fiction, but I could sort of kind of see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Have you seen anything else cool from that new deep space telescope?
No, they said a couple more weeks they'll have some more, because it actually takes time to get back, because it's getting further and further away.
Oh, shit.
So it's going to take time to travel back to...
How far out is it going?
It's supposed to go to what we would, as humans believe the end of the universe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long is that supposed to take?
It's going to take like years.
Like hundreds?
Yeah. No, because it's actually moving really rather quickly. Am I going to
see it in my lifetime?
The end of the universe?
Yeah.
Yes. Really? You almost have seen the end of the universe with the pictures. They can take pictures.
Yeah.
Like, it can take, because they took the picture of what they thought was the Big Bang, the start of the Big Bang. So you're thinking, like, that's the beginning of the universe. But can
it drive there?
Yeah, it's on its way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And when it gets there, what is it going to see?
God only knows. On some real shit.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. So for the next part, this is the the painting, the lava painting,
the lava painting. So that means the last one
that is fucking tasty.
Yeah.
Yes.
So wait, what was the last one that I had got? Do you remember the last one?
Mac Sunday.
Mac, I cannot wait to taste that.
Yeah, that's gonna be. It smelled good.
Yeah.
It smelled good.
Like fruity.
A little less.
A little less.
A little less. Yeah. A little bit more skunky.
A little skunky. With that cookie.
Yeah, with the little cookie in it. But, so, in the story, they basically try to speak on religion for the blink. What would your thoughts be? Like, if that really happened, if we went to Interstellar Records and they were like...
I don't think it could be religious. I think it would have to be something in time and space, something scientific.
Yeah.
In order for everything to freeze like that. Or maybe it was someone trying to recreate Tesla's coils or something. I don't know, man. Like, something. Something had to happen to where it just paused everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, what we're going to do is, like, you like the time and space idea about it. Let's walk right into theory number two. This is basically the opposite of religion, very opposite of religion, the engineer's theory.
Oh, man.
So I really enjoy it. I like engineer's theory. It's one of my top theories on a lot of stuff. But
that's the one where we're pretty much living inside of
a simulation, yes. Yeah. So... basically, Mount Man just said it. We live inside of a simulation. You got to think about it. Think. Here's evidence. I'll tell you some evidence. You got to think. Humans.
Yeah.
We are, and I'll take quotes right from the creepypasta. We are able to regulate body temperature.
Yeah.
We are able to heal small wounds.
Yeah.
We are able to procreate and reproduce. And if you think about it, we are a machine put together with biological parts, not mechanical.
Yeah.
So that being said, engineer's theory, like you said, we're in a simulation.
See, the only
there is an overseer right now playing his game.
I don't know, man. The simulation one doesn't really do it for me.
Simulation one to me is probably the most legit one over a lot of them.
Yeah.
Just because of a lot of shit that happened. But if you think about it, what happens with the engineer theories? Because if you think about it, like aliens, think about aliens, dog. If we... To scientists, to other aliens, our scientists think we are like children to them. That's what they truly think. Then you look at it. If we are like that, why would aliens come visit Earth? Because there's just a bunch of fucking low-level creatures running around on a planet. They're looking at us like, what the fuck? They come to Earth... because they
just abduct people. I mean, did you see the numbers from this past year?
And
it was like 1.7 or 1.8 million people said that they were abducted.
Yeah.
and they believe that they've been abducted.
And thank God you said that, because it's going to roll right into my next with the engineer's theory. They abduct you. Nay, I don't know, think outside the box.
Mm.
They upgrade you. They fix you.
Well, then why would people die of disease?
Code.
Yeah.
Fucked up piece of code. Like, you get a top tier fucking PC, and you're playing your PC, and if there's code fucked up, it's gonna happen. It's gonna fuck up. Right from the story, cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer is just fucked. It's fucked.
Yeah.
It's just a fucked piece of code.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, everything you can take, hurricane, any natural disaster, it's just a faulty code.
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
Or maybe it's a design into the system.
Or a design. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that one still touches upon like almost like a God mode type thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm telling you, man, I think what this is we are just in a continuous loop in time and space, right, of pretty much the entire universe imploding upon itself and redistributing amino acids out into favorable positions around stars and beginning life. You feel me, dog?
I feel you, dog.
I feel you. I could be crazy.
So, back more to the creepypasta. When we actually did the creepypasta, what was your like? Do you remember your first feelings on it? Like actually, like
it was
knowing the complete story.
So, like, first time reading into it and like just kind of jumping into the character and stuff and kind of feeling my way in, it gave me like this real eerie feeling the entire time. Like here I am, someone that like doesn't know much, you know what I mean, about time and space, and I, you know, knock on this door of my friend to teach me more about the universe. And it's like almost sad for this character, because as the story progresses, he sees his friend, if you will, kind of deteriorating underneath the pressure of this information. And so it was a tough one to play, but I mean, I tried to get the emotion in there where it needed fit. But it was a very eerie story from, like, beginning to end.
Sorry, the music fucked me up because I thought you was breathing into the mic and I was about to say something.
It was the same thing.
And I was like, who the fuck's breathing in the mic, dog? Like, shit fucked me up. But no, I agree. I mean... Okay, so I actually obviously listened to, because I'm the one who wanted to do it at first time. But when I honestly, it was probably my, probably like 5 or 6 creepypasta that I listened to.
Yeah.
It was actually, he did it back in 2016.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine how good it was if he would redo it. So I listened to it and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like, the concept, the storyline was great. Just the concept of them putting all those theories to test, and then it ends up being the engineer. And then what really fucked me up is like they had like life 2.0 and life 3.2. Like, that shit fucked with me, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it could be that. Oh, like, yeah. It could be.
It could like, be. There's a possibility. I mean, anything's possible. Think about it. If there was a chance in hell that this could be possible, then why couldn't that be possible?
True.
Like, just us sitting here talking to each other. The possibility of that happening, when you look at it on the spectrum of time and space, a rock floating through space, able to populate life because it's just at the right position. away from a star that's bright. Like, the possibility of all that happening. How can you unlabel something, you know? Like, if someone came to me tomorrow and was like, hey, here's a picture of a mermaid. Fucking, like, we're talking, like, took it out. What's those cameras that takes the picture on the spot?
Oh.
Prints it out.
Polaroid.
Someone came to me tomorrow with a fucking Polaroid, bro. It was like holding a mermaid.
I would believe it.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked either, but I would believe it.
Yeah.
Like, on some real shit, if I was, like, out on the boat, and it was, like, a little stormy, we were trying to get back to shore, and I just happened to, like, glance over the side of the boat, and I saw, like, a mermaid, like, surface and go, like, it wouldn't scare me.
It would excite me.
It would, because I'd be like, that shit that I talked was proven, right? And I don't care if anybody believed me.
No, nope.
But I wouldn't give a fuck, because I saw it. And, bro, like, I think the only time... And I hope it doesn't happen because I would be so embarrassed. But I think the only time that I would ever genuinely pass out is if an alien ship landed on Earth and an alien walked out of it.
Oh, dude.
I think I would pass out.
You know what would make me pass out? If someone in, like, upper office just, like, turned into a lizard person on stage. I would pass out.
Okay, you have me there. You have me there. No, you had me there. No, I mean, dude, lizard people.
That'd be fucking nuts.
Yeah, I think I would pass out too. Like, if it was like lizard person.
Yeah. Just like,
Brian, yeah, to eat your people.
Or some shit like that. I don't know.
Alien would get me, though, too.
Yeah, no. Alien landing on White House lawn would fuck me up.
Yeah, it would fuck me up, too. Because it would... I don't know, dude.
Like, what do you do at that point? Now everything in your life is literally minuscule compared to what's going on in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, an alien just landed on Earth. What if he says that he wants to kill everybody here? He says, I have a gun that can literally explode the entire Earth. And then I have a ship that can fly far away. And I'll never see you guys again. Wipe out the entire species. What do you do at that point?
Just accept it, I think.
Yeah, just accept fate.
Or fight back to prevent it. America would do that.
But how do we fight back to prevent that?
Whoever just said it, we fuck him up. We put some America into his ass.
How?
Bro. I don't know. You can't drop a nuke. You can't drop a nuke in the middle of DC. You can't do that.
No.
I don't know.
What if the ship is, like, bigger than the planet?
Oh, like some Independence Day 2, bro, when it, like, attached itself to... Bro.
What do we do at that point?
Accept fate. Yeah. Or fight and die trying to prevent it. I mean, on some real shit. I mean...
I feel like I would just go underground. Literally.
Well, the whole Earth is going to blow up, so you're going to die anyway.
Yeah, I know. But I'd just go underground until then. Either that or I try and get on a spaceship with Elon.
Yeah, probably.
They don't shoot me out of the sky. Just float somewhere else. Accept fate. Go fishing. Eat some good food. Smoke some really good weed.
You know what I'd probably do?
Hmm.
On some real shit?
Hmm.
I don't condone anything that I'm about to say whatsoever, but it's just a thought. I would probably try and rob a bank.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Crazy.
Like, I wouldn't even
shoot your ass.
I wouldn't even take money.
Yeah.
I would just do it until I got to the money and just been like, all right, I'm done. Like, I just wanted to prove to myself that I could get to the money.
Jesus.
And then just be done.
Terrible.
And just walk out and just be like, guys, I'm good. Like, that'd be awesome.
Who arrests you at that point? Is that the aliens or is that the regular police force?
Well, you're talking about an alien's going to blow up the Earth. Yeah. They probably just wouldn't care.
Yeah.
They'd probably just let me walk in there.
Oh. There probably wouldn't even be banks at that point.
Probably not.
If there's already aliens attached to the Earth.
It would complete.
You'd be like, yeah, I'm here to rob. And then, oh, shit.
It would like if an alien came down and was like, "We're gonna blow up Earth in 24 hours," the whole Earth would go into anarchy.
Oh, complete,
like, total. Half the population would be wiped out just by others killing each other.
Yeah,
just because.
Terrible. Humans are horrible. That's why. That's why aliens don't come here. It's because humans are.
That's why aliens terrible. Don't fuck with us, bro.
Yeah, they're just humans are terrible by nature.
Yeah, we are. We are BOSs, bro. Like, we, as a species, we're just horrible.
But are we?
Excuse me.
I mean, I guess, but not entirely.
Not everybody's bad.
No, there's some good people, I think.
Like, and not even good people. I'm talking about, like, there's a lot of genuine people. Like, genuinely yeah. good people. Not people who just act good. And then our dicks behind yeah, but, the curtain. But I'm talking about like genuinely
take
nice
that
people.
Genuinely nice person and put them in like a fucking 2x2 foot cage.
Have you ever like listened to the Creepypasta? Have you ever listened to the Creepypasta? The Russian sleep experiment?
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. You'll turn anybody into a beast.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, caged rats don't act well.
No.
Like,
there's just something in nature, in our DNA that when when we get put into a small cramped space and, you know, can't escape, drives us nuts. Crazy. What are you looking for?
Water. My water. My agua.
I don't even know what their name is.
I can't even pronounce that.
It's cool looking, though.
It's Hawaiian volcanic water.
Yeah.
It's good shit. Good shit. So, I know we got way off topic.
Of course. We always do.
What scenario would best suit the blink from the story? Like, in your mind, if it happened mm-hmm. and they came to you and was like, you are the leading mind in this, what is your thesis or theory?
I don't know. I wasn't there. No, I don't know. That's a tough one. If it's not some kind of bubble as we're flying through time, or some kind of black hole that just kind of sucked us in.
Yeah.
Got to be God, I guess. It's got to be the day that God blinked.
You would go with God.
Yeah.
The most, see, me, I would go with the engineer's theory, the basis of the story. Like, yeah. I would definitely.
I don't know. It's just with the way that, like, human reproduction system works, I can't see it as a machine as much as I can as a, maybe a spiritual thing. Like, we come from the earth. I don't know. There was a study that was actually, I was reading earlier. It was crazy, man. But they think that the earth could be like an intelligent species itself.
What do you feel about that?
I know that that's like
borderline. The Marvel universe actually does that. Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Yes.
You know, Russell Crowe's character is, what's his name's dad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is just a representation. Obviously, you know from the movie, it's a representation
mm-hmm.
of a being down to look like him. mm-hmm. But the whole world that they were on was him.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they call him. But...
That's a crazy concept.
Yeah, it's a crazy concept, but I know a little bit about what you're talking about because of Marvel.
Mm.
they were real big into that. Actually, have you ever seen the Externals? That new show?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think it's the Externals or whatever. But their like main job is to keep the Earth from turning into one of those creatures.
Mm.
And that's why they're there, to stop everything from going on. But anyway, do you know any more about the study? Did you look
into it? I didn't look super far into it. I should have, but I'll pull it up one of these days and put it on the roster for the next one.
You know, it's actually very interesting to think about that. I mean, that would just prove Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Wow. That tastes good.
Is that the third one?
Yes.
That's the...
The Max Sunday. That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, like, calmed me down, bro. Like, I was like... Whew.
That means that it's probably gonna fucking have me, like... bouncing off the walls.
That is tasteful. But no. So, it, real, before we do too much research into it.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, bro. So, do you think, like, instead of, in like, in the Bible, instead of God creating Adam and Eve, with the earth being a being, I guess.
Maybe that's our God.
Maybe that's our God, instead of like God up here saying like, yeah, Adam and Eve. Like, do you think with Adam and Eve, like they came from the ground, like Adam did in the Bible? It states that he like came from dirt. I mean,
maybe God's not even on this
like plane of existence.
Yeah. Like I said, I believe it's like 25% of everybody's truth.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know what I mean?
Because if you think about it, every other religion's like Bible,
yeah,
mentions the prophets from the other religions around. Like a big one is the Islam religion. It talks about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Old Testament, it talks about Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so...
like, what if heaven's really out there, but we just can't see it because it's too far away? How far the soul travels.
Yeah.
But you could be there in a blink of an eye through the fold of... you know what I mean? The planes and stuff like that.
See, I remember a story my poppy told me... before he passed away. That's actually a couple years before he passed away.
Hmm.
He actually believed, he was a Christian man. He went to church. Hmm. He did all this thing, but he actually believed when they talked about hell, it wasn't the fiery pits or whatever. You know, the life we're living right now.
Hmm.
That's hell. And we reap the, like, because if you think about it, good things happen in your life, but what outweighs the good, bad? Always. There's always something going on in somebody's life.
Mm.
And you think about it, you struggle and you live a short fucking life. Like you do all this shit and then you're like, okay, cool. And you just die and you go to heaven, no matter what, no matter what. Good, bad, or indifferent. If you don't break, like he believes, if you don't break the Ten Commandments in your life, you go through your hell here.
Mm.
And when you die, you automatically go to heaven. Like, yeah, there's no judgment, nothing like that. That's what he believed. And it's thought,
like the next place.
Yeah, basically, almost like the, Egyptian.
Mm.
But Egyptian was based on wealth. That was pretty fucked. But
yeah.
Egyptians were based on wealth. But I think that's an interesting concept. Dude, did I pass this to you yet?
I think so.
All right. Here you go. All right. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. I'm pretty stoned right now.
Yeah. 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 No, but back to what you said about the Earth. It's just crazy to think about it because now I've let on thinking, what if, because you know how, I forget what profession does it, but the people that go out in the middle of the fucking nowhere and they stick the rods inside the Earth and there's almost like a heartbeat. Like, it's like noise. Geographic something or other, but you put like vibrations into the ground and you get like a response. And if you think about it, like, what if that's like the Earth's pulse or heartbeat? What if earthquakes, obviously scientifically earthquakes are crust when they hit each other, da 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 da.
But what if that's a response to something that it's doing itself?
Yeah, or what if that was like the Earth's heartbeat or something of that nature, something significant. But it could be like a reaction. Like maybe we drilled too deep and it was like, fuck you. I don't know, dude. Like you said earlier, everything's possible, man. Everything is possible.
All science right now is an observation of what we see in nature.
Oh, yeah.
And it's documented. And it usually has some sort of science involved behind it. But for the most part, it's just some dude's observation or some chick's observation.
True that. I feel that. But anyway...
Sorry, I am like fucking lit.
Yeah, here, so
take that back.
So, if you guys want to check out the creepypasta that we talked about tonight, guys can go over to any of our platforms. Spotify, please. Go after Spotify. Go over there to Spotify/Toke Talk.
Oh yeah,
and check it out. It's The Day God Blinked. And look up the remastered. That's our most recent one. It's pretty well done. Also look out for because it was our most downloaded creepypasta. We're going to redo it because I listened to it the other day and I forgot a lot of stuff. And then Mountain was like, sound effects? Well, there wasn't. So they're gonna be sound effects.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna redo it. Definitely doing it a third time. We'll have a little bit more spunk in our characters and all that noise, as we basically know basically what we're going to say and stuff. So shit like that. Then also go over there to our Instagram at @theroundtable_757. Check that page out. Give us a follow. We'll follow you back. Also, if you have any suggestions on any show, like Toke Talk After Dark, if you want to give us a suggestion of maybe a conspiracy we never heard of, we'll talk about it. You can email us at trtproductions757@gmail.com. just give us a what's up and a little bit on your conspiracy, and then we'll follow up with some research and then do a whole show and shout you out on it and all that noise. Also, our next... what's our next big show? Do you know, bro?
I don't even know.
I don't even know either.
Probably our creepypasta, if I can make it through it.
Probably the creepypasta, if Mountain Man can make it through it.
I am like fucking stoned.
Do you see that, bro?
Huh. I can't even do that right now.
No, I'm not talking about right now, bro. Right now, bro. But anyway.
Yeah.
TheRoundtable_757 is our IG. Our email is trtproductions757@gmail.com. Give us a like, a follow on everything. Go to all of our platforms. Basically, we're dropping podcasts daily right now. Shouts out the Quick Wick. Shouts out the Quick Wick. But anyway, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Just a quick overview of our most popular creepypasta. Maybe I'll get on sometime and look up our most popular, maybe our most popular podcast and see that is, and then do like an overview on how we made it, or if it was a guest involved, get the guest on and talk about what we talked about during the show and all that. But you guys have a wonderful night. Anything, Mountain, before we head out?
Nope. Sorry.
But it's all good. But always remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know. It may happen.
Peace, y'all.
This has been another episode of Toke Talk After Dark. After Dark.